In Detroit, a Pontiac, Michigan youth was reported dead at the scene of a head-on collision on Grand Avenue this morning. The youth was reported to be driving on the wrong side of the boulevard when he struck a delivery truck and was catapulted through the windshield of his car. The driver of the truck is reported to be uninjured. The identities of both men are being withheld by local police. County legislators today are expected to rally to the aid of striking longshoremen in hopes of ending the 9-month deadlock.
not a circle. Here, take a look at that.
Yeah, real nice. So?
She's my daughter. She calls herself Zuzu Pedals. It's the sickest thing. You see, years ago, I was in Jersey. I meet this girl. She's a total pig. But I fucked her.
Yeah, I heard you started dating.
Well, she gets pregnant. She has the kid. The kid grows up, moves.
You can watch Mr. Rogers, you can watch Three's Company, and you can turn on Fame or The Newlywed Game or The Addams Family. Say, you can watch Barney Miller, and you can watch your MTV, and you can watch till your eyes fall out of your head, that'll be okay with me. And you can watch TV. You can watch Johnny Carson, you can watch Phil Donahue, and you can use TV Guide to help you decide with a capitalized review. Say, you can watch 60 Minutes, even Captain Kangaroo, but there's only one set, so whatever you watch, well, you know I gotta watch it too. Say, give it up, and give it up, television's taking its toll. That's enough, give me the remote control. I've been nice, I've been good, please don't do this to me. Not the Brady Bunch. Well, the Brady Bunch. Yeah, the Brady Bunch. It's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like the mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. There were four men living all together, yeah, but they were all alone. Until the one day, when the lady met the fellow, and they knew it was much more than a hunch, that the group, this group must somehow form a family. That's the way, that's the way, that's the way they all became the Brady Bunch. Well, the Brady Bunch, yeah, the Brady Bunch. Well, the Brady Bunch, oh, it's the Brady Bunch, it's the Brady Bunch, oh, the Brady Bunch, yeah, oh, the Brady Bunch, it's the Brady Bunch, well, it's the Brady Bunch, oh, it's the Brady Bunch, oh, it's the Brady Bunch, it's the Brady Bunch.
Girls, I'm gonna be available anywhere you see my name on the marquee, and you can ride Space Mountain all night long for Eno if you're 18 years old or over. Woo!
That's the world champion, the one, the only, Ric Flair. We're coming right back.
Close their arms while light in the world, but you can't see a thing. not special. You are not a beautiful or unique snowflake. You are the same decaying organic matter as everything else.
Tyler built himself an army.
We are the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world. We are all part of the same compost heap.
Why was Tyler Durden building an army? To what purpose? For what greater good? In Tyler we trusted.
Fie Iesu Domine, dona eis requiem. Fie Iesu Domine, dona eis requiem. Fie Iesu Domine, dona eis requiem.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with champion.
He said, I count 8 days till dawn, Billy. Best be on your knees and making the acquaintance of your lord and master.
Pat, keep that mule's asshole away from me before I have to break him.
Surely wished you'd try, son. I got my shotgun full of 16 thin dimes. Enough to spread you out like a crazy woman's quilt. Why don't you sing a song of Jesus while they're still away?
That's just Bob that smells like street shit over there.
On your knees.
Kiss my ass.
Repent, you son of a bitch.
How's Jesus look to you now, Bob?
Bonnie's killed Bill.
Yeah, he's killed me too.
Keep change, Bob.
Know the reason why we say goodbye. Wait just a moment. thing what could break loose. With us now, Captain Louis Albano, along with the magnificent Morocco. And, Mr. Morocco, there is no denying, notwithstanding your tremendous physical talents, that there is somewhat of a Morocco mystique, is there not?
Oh, when I come popping, have you ever ridden a hurricane? Have you ever jumped on the back of a hurricane, grabbed it by its mane, driven your heels into its side, and heard it squeal? Sure, I got thrown on my head. Sure, I know what it's like to get hurt. But I like it. But I don't matter. It doesn't matter because I like it. The bigger and meaner it is, the badder it is. I was out there in the hurricane riding the biggest waves I ever seen in my life. Scared me to death. All the time my heart beating, my heart pounding, my heart thinking of Bob Backlund, my heart thinking of the world championship, my brain going down to Philadelphia. Because I know every time I put fear in my body, every time I meet death, every time I talk to darkness, that much better. Makes me just that much better. Makes me laugh just that much longer. That makes me one hell of a lot meaner.
Mr. Albano, you have this man up to an unbelievable fevered pitch. Indeed, he was always intensive, but wow. The magnificent Morocco getting himself ready for World Wrestling Federation champion.
understand what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about burning down a building. It's coming from the soul.
Just can't stop.
So we
an assassin. I'm a soldier. You're neither. You're an errand boy sent by grocery clerks to collect a bill.
Welcome to the party. never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Ain't life unkind?